Canto 5, Chapter 25, The Glories of Lord Ananta. Sri Shuka said, at a distance of 38,000 yojanas beneath the base of Patala is situated he who, as a part of the Supreme Lord, relates to the darkness and is called Ananta, the Eternal One. Scholarly Vaishnavas describe him as Sankarsana, the ruler of the ego, or I, that is characterized by self-awareness, because he unites, draws together, the seer and the seen, the subject and the object. The celestial sky around the earth, this universe, sustained on only one of the thousands of hoods of the Supreme Lord in the form of Ananta Deva, is seen as a tiny white mustard seed, like a single galaxy among many, many others in deep space. Because of his desire to destroy in the course of time this world, a Rudra, an incarnation of Lord Shiva, named Sankarsana, he born from Sankarsana, arises from between his angrily contracted beautiful eyebrows. He manifests in the form of 11 three-eyed expansions holding up pointed tridents. With the effulgence of the glittering earrings that decorate their cheeks, the leaders of the snake-like souls who, together with the best devotees in unalloyed devotion, offer him their prayers, see in the round surfaces of the brilliant pink gem-like toenails of his lotus feet their faces beautifully reflected. It is a sight that enraptures their minds. The marriageable princesses of the serpent kings, hoping for his blessings, smear with an ointment of saffron, aloe and sandalwood paste the gleaming roundings of his auspicious, beautiful, spotless, fair arms resembling columns of silver. With their hearts, in the contact beating faster with the ecstasy of Cupid, they, with attractive, delicate, beautiful faces, bashfully look at his, in love delighted, rolling reddish eyes and kindly glancing lotus-like face. He, Ananta, is the Supreme Lord, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities and the original Godhead, who, in restraint of the force of his intolerance and wrath belonging to his mission of destruction, resides in his abode for the welfare of all the living beings of all worlds. Being constantly meditated upon by scores of enlightened and unenlightened souls, the semi-divine, snake-like souls, the souls of perfection, the heavenly singers, the souls founded in knowledge and the wise, he, in rapture, under the influence, rolls his eyes to and fro. With the nectar of a fine choice of words and sweet song, his associates, the leaders of the different groups of demigods, please him whose luster never fades. He who is ever fresh with the fragrance of the tulsi flowers that, with their honey, madden the bees about his, thus even more beautiful, Vajrayanti flower garland. Clad in blue, with only a single earring, and the beauty of his auspicious hands placed on the handle of his plough, he, wearing a golden belt, and as invincible as the elephant of the first one among the gods Indra, is engaged in his transcendental pastimes as the Supreme Lord in person. They who seek liberation and, by the tradition, the parampara, hear about the glories of this one Lord, will very soon cut with the age-old knot of Maya consisting of passion, goodness and ignorance that, as a consequence of the propensity for karmic actions, was tied firmly in the core of their hearts. The greatly powerful son of Brahma, Narada, accompanied by Tumburu, describes him in the Brahmin assembly with a selection of verses. How can one with certainty understand the path of him who is one of soul and diverse in his manifestation, of him of an unlimited form that has no beginning, of him by whose glance the basic qualities of material nature, headed by goodness, were enabled to function as the primary causes of creation, maintenance and destruction. Out of his mercy for us, he, completely transcendental to this manifestation, exhibited his existence in different forms, he, who, reclaiming the minds of his devotees, in his pastimes shines as the most liberal and powerful master of all beings, capturing them by his spotless example. Any person in distress who accidentally heard about him, or any fallen soul who, just to participate, repeated or chanted his name, shall instantly see the endless sinfulness vanquished that characterizes human society. Of whom else but Lord Ananta Shesha should any seeker of salvation take shelter? Whoever, however many tongues he would have, can count the Supreme Lord's potencies. There is no end to his unmeasurable powers. This universe, with its mountains, trees, oceans and beings, is nothing but an atom fixed on one hood of Ananta, he who has thousands of hoods. Such is the majesty of the Supreme Lord Ananta. Relying on his own power, he, at the basis of the entire universe, with his incomparable prowess constitutes the greatness of all qualities and glory, who, with the earth engaged in pastimes, sustains her for the sake of her maintenance. I thus have described, the way it has been instructed to me, the truth of the destinations that, depending the karma, can be reached by, and were created in respect of the wishes of, those who desire material pleasures. As you requested, O King, I have shown you what the different types of higher and lower destinations are that inevitably result from the inclinations and sense of duty of the people. What should I tell you more?